The way I like to teach this path is you can have some really mind-blowing experiences when it's tempered and balanced with the maturity of heart-centered consciousness. I can give you an experience of creating and collapsing waves of reality that might blow your mind. As long as it's balanced from a place of, okay, I can do this. But if things don't immediately shift, it just means there's something about this current reality I haven't explored to completion. Does that make sense? So it's not like, here's your Harry Potter wand. Now run around your reality and wave it at things. Whatever lingers in our field, thoughts, patterns of reaction, physical pain, whatever it is that you want to shift, let's give it a nice name. Let's call it unexplored territory. That the universe can help you shift and clear something out of your field within the blink of an eye. Once you have explored it to completion and gained all of the insight it's here to teach you. See, in the old days, we thought of it like, what am I here to learn from this? So I can quickly learn and get the hell out of my life. It's kind of a subtle form of manipulation. So the universe is fiercely dedicated to your evolution and will not change your reality until you have gleaned all of the gifts and until everything that has been previously unexplored has been explored. Because if we do not explore the unexplored territory of our experience, we just wind up just having a standoff with life and saying, I can't be my highest qualities and I can't cooperate with existence until I get my way. Does that sound familiar?